experience. They've used that as a, hey, let's stay focused on us. Let's prep. Let's get ready to go. Not worry about this.
Ball is loose. A scoop and a score. And racing for the end zone is Devin Deal. And to borrow from my friend Rich Eisen, TCU has busted out the whooping stick. 40 consecutive points with a point after coming.
Last night's broadcast of TCU and North Carolina. And the other highlight was Herb Street saying, this is a big series for this UNC defense, as the ball was being handed off to a running back who went 80 yards for a house call. Just, it's too good. Too good. 803-0550 is our phone number. Jeremy and Joe, happy football season. Anybody else feel like it hits quick? You kind of know, when it'll get here. It's weeks away. And then Labor Day, there's games in 2 days. Oh, all right.
See, it still doesn't, it hasn't hit me yet, I guess. It'll hit this week as hitting quick. But something in my mind makes me think it's still, weeks away. Even though I know it's 2 days away, obviously.
Sunday's coming quick.
How about as soon as I set a fantasy lineup? There you go. As soon as I set a fantasy lineup, I'll okay, it's really go time here.
Yeah, fantasy drafts.
Probably should lineups. Do that, right? It's Tuesday. I mean, waiver days are coming up.
Yeah.
Got to get on Ja'Cory Kroski merit around those leagues.
We got to start studying up for our all-wide receiver draft, which is tomorrow.
This thing.
We started a 12-team league. Owen was on vacation. Owen, you were out of town when we started this thing, but you're in.
I am.
12 teams. Rosters are 10 players long. You start 7 receivers. That's the league.
I think you're under a lot of pressure to win this league.
Yeah. All right. That's fine. I can handle that.
Just don't finish last.
Honest question. I want to ask Yahoo. Are we the first people to ever do this? It seems like anybody would.
It feels like something that somebody else would have done.
Would have done, but maybe not.
How would they have arrived at doing it? This would be my question.
How would the person, would they have had the same illness that I have, this obsession with receivers, is what you're basically asking in a nice way?
Yeah.
It's a good question. That's fair. 803-0550. Daryl in Niagara Falls, as we're in a game week. It's Baltimore week, Bills and Ravens on Sunday Night Football. Hey, Daryl, what's up?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure
thing. Just for a couple points real quick, I'm congratulating Jesse Pegula in the U.S. Open. It's great. I'm happy for Kim and Terry. But there's one thing I'm a little worried about. I watched a couple college football games this weekend, and it's like week one, disappointing starts for a couple players, especially quarterbacks. But now, I don't want to be negative, but if the Bills lose on Sunday, which I don't plan on them doing, but if they do, how distressing would that be to the fan base?
That's a good question. We'll probably do this a lot this week. I thought about this a lot over the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't think losing should be distressing at all because Baltimore is one of the three best teams in the league. I think the Bills, the Ravens, the Lions, the Eagles, there's 7 or 8 teams where it's kind of like college football. Was it three teams in the top 10 lost or 4 teams in the top 10 lost? They all lost to other top 10 teams.
Right.
So, hey, Texas lost on the road to Ohio State in a one-possession game. That's not anything to be too worried about. All right, you're slow start. And college football also has become more like the NFL, where it used to be, hey, you lost a game. Well, there goes the national championship. Sorry. You need everybody else to lose a game to get into the BCS. Now, what's Texas going to be ranked? 6?
That's why you get that game on Saturday, though, now. Right, you wouldn't get that game before because Texas would be afraid to schedule Ohio State on the road.
You get better games. But for the Bills and Ravens, I'll say it this way, Joe, because I don't want to pick yet. I don't want to pick them to lose.
Uh-huh.
If they win, it will be a very impressive win. That's what I want to say about it. Because the Ravens are returning an awful lot. The Ravens are just as dangerous as the Bills are offensively, probably more so. Could we say more so?
More so.
And defensively, the Ravens are much more put together, I think, than the Bills are. The Bills, I'm ready for the Bills to need a couple of weeks, months, to get everything right. I mean, if you're Deion Walker and TJ Sanders, welcome to the league. It's the Ravens. It's the best run team in football, arguably, right up there with the Bills. It's a great run team. It's Derrick Henry. It's Lamar Jackson. Hey, you're rushing the passer, and you are rookie Landon Jackson if he dresses for this game, or whoever. It's you haven't played against too many guys like this one. He'll do whatever he wants against you. So I'm ready to say if they win it, it will be a very impressive win, no matter how they get it done.
And if they lose it, you know, like, you have a lot of time to make up the one seed, right? Like, but it will feel like your odds have taken a hit. It's would be basically a two-game lead for Baltimore right out of the gates to be the one seed. So, and for me, that's a lot of this year. Like, do that thing. You haven't done it yet. Get your easier matchup in the second round of the playoffs. Get your free win in the first round of the playoffs. But if you lose to Baltimore in week one, like, you're just going to be asking for help somewhere along the way. And you might get it, right? Pittsburgh plays Baltimore tough sometimes, not recently. And Cincinnati's in their division. So you could get that help. But, yeah, it'll be a little bit of a blow. I think it being so early, though, makes it tough. You know, like, I guess that the fan base is going to be demoralized. Like, I don't think that's the case. Like, what would have to happen on Sunday for fans to be like, uh-oh, season's going to be bad? Like, even if they lost the way they lost last year in the regular season.
Injury is the only thing that could really or should demoralize.
Yeah.
A significant...
Oh, an injury happening in the game?
Yes,
right,
a
not
significant
like going
injury.
Right, I don't think there's a result that could make Bills fans think like there's, you know, they're not winning the Super Bowl this year.
They lost
any week one result.
They lost to this team 35-10 last year
and then beat them in the playoffs.
Yep.
So
we know the game, right? That's one thing about, I think, fans of this team now. Maybe early on in the how good are they routine, it would have been, oh man, maybe the division, maybe someone's going to come up and get them. And now they can sometimes win 11 games, sometimes win 13, win the division. It's a tough test. You know, week one, they play the Ravens. Who do the Bengals play? The Browns? Oh, Cincinnati. Yeah, they're off to a fast start.
Right.
It might be different if they played a better team. So I don't want to get too wrapped up in what this game ultimately means. It, of course, counts. But I'm looking at Joey Bosa for this game as the guy I need to be the difference maker. Who's going to do it on the defensive side, right? You've got questions at who's playing corner, because we don't know about Trey White. Tomorrow we get injury updates on everybody and injury designations. Is Trey White going to play? If he does play, is that enough? Is Cole Bishop ready to go next to Taylor Rapp against this team, which is a tough test? Is the defensive line, which is down another player, and Hoyt and Ogunjobi are both suspended, and Maxwell Harrison's out as well. Half your defense is already out.
Right.
Kind of. So if they put it together and they find a way to get over Baltimore, it's going to be a really, really nice win. Can the offense mesh? You know, as much as it's everybody eats is back, you have three new wide receivers as part of this group. Shavers, Palmer,
yep,
and Elijah Moore. So there's a lot of moving pieces, and there's been some transition for this team. I don't know that we should really expect them to be their sharpest. If they are, great. But last year they nearly lost to Arizona in the opener.
Yep.
I mean, they won by six, whatever, and Arizona had the ball late with a chance to go and get the game-winning points. So yeah. I don't know if that's almost lost, but, you know, that's an Arizona team nobody was all that impressed by really at any point in the year, and they were giving it to the Bills.
We'll do this more this week, I'm sure, but are the Bills' injuries worse for week one than Baltimore's injuries?
Who's Baltimore got?
Jaire Alexander and Isaiah Likely.
Yeah,
that's their second best pass catcher and one of their starting corners, which Bills, you know, maybe that's even. That's a wash.
Yeah.
And then as much as the Bills have like a couple injuries here, like Dwayne Carter now out for the year, and that's tough. That's a season. I don't think they're missing anybody on offense that's as good or as important as Likely is. Like Likely's
very good.
There was talk they were going to give him an extension before the season. That has not happened. And maybe that's something injury related. I don't know. But he's very good. And
they do have.
I think he's probably not playing week one. He's practicing a month.
Yeah, they do have Andrews, of course. Who's older, and his target share dropped quite a bit.
They'll work to get him a touchdown, won't they?
You would think so.
Or will they not? Because they don't want him to drop another one at the goal line and have another moment where fans are berating him.
What did Harbaugh say about Likely this week? Because again, he doesn't have an injury designation either.
Nope. It was just that there was just a report that he didn't practice.
Yeah,
yesterday.
He sat out Monday's practice. Okay, there you go. So we'll see about that.
And he didn't practice since August 1st.
Okay.
So
he's, is Curtis Samuel going to be back for the Bills? Will he get an injury designation? Is Shakir going to be good to go?
Mm-hmm.
We would hope.
He has been back. So I feel like the arrow is trending up on that. But,
yep.
But we'll see.
803-0550, Sal's thoughts on Dwayne Carter. And we'll get his thoughts as we roll into a game week. It's Bills and Ravens in Sunday Night Football. We'll be waiting all day for Sunday night once we get there. Eagles and Cowboys on Thursday. Chiefs and Chargers on Friday. Happy fall. Happy football season on WGR.